Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Stephen Ambrose, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. Good in yourself.
Excellent. Thank you. And happy social media day to you.
Every day is a happy social media day. But yeah, today's a special day.
It is indeed. All right. So the environment of social media obviously is changing all the time, and we were just talking about it on the future of work, because work environments are changing to social media environments. Running apps become social media apps. Where does this go? Where does this ultimately land us?
That is a really a tough question. There's no way to actually predict how social media is going to evolve and change. I mean, we've got some indicators, we've got some guesses. I mean, this whole COVID-19 pandemic
has changed everything.
All of a sudden, completely and utterly shifted social media. For years, it sort of grew along, and people got used to the fake news, got used to the trolls, got used to the various issues. TikTok came and went, MySpace came and went many years ago. You know, so there was a sort of ebb and flow, and a lot of people took it very seriously, and a lot of people sort of dabbled peripherally around the social media space. Brands and businesses got pretty stuck in, because every brand wants to connect with its audience, connect with its users. It just became a perfect storm of marketing, media, communication, sharing, connections. It's just an unbelievably complex world. And when you step back and take a little look at what's going on, that is life. That is how societies evolve. That's how people evolve. And what changed everything is simply technology and the sheer ease and the lack of friction that made it possible for people on a tiny little plastic and metal device in their hand to do incredibly complex communication, videos, chats, instant messaging, you name it. So it is an unbelievable area that has completely and utterly rewritten the rules of how people communicate, what people do. Families are spread all over the world. It used to be that one phone call a month, then it was a couple of calls and messages a day, and now it's rich videos and instant everything as we go along. And what COVID did is in many ways just highlight all the stark differences. And globally, there's been a massive, massive rise in the sheer number of people communicating, something like 60-70% increase in engagement across various platforms, a 50% increase in some of the usages on Twitter. Twitter even, which was never the darling of the general public, more the media darling, jumped 23% in the last couple of months. So there's been an enormous rise in the engagement. But the big sea change that's happening, and is happening as we speak right now, is brands, people are becoming incredibly tired of the sheer noise and manipulation that has been allowed to happen on these various platforms. And many of the guys like Facebook and Twitter and all of them, you know, essentially took, I think, a very conservative approach to how they dealt with this stuff. And of late, in the last month, that conservative approach has gone right out the window. Facebook is shutting stuff down as quickly as you can imagine, warning people, even doing it to the President of the United States, but that's another thing altogether. But generally, the cleaning up on fake news, news that is very politically biased, news that has agendas that are clear and harmful, are being shut down like mad. And yet, that doesn't seem to be enough. Brands have announced that for the July, they are not going to advertise on platforms like Facebook. They're going to withhold their tax dollars. I think there's a subtext there, because I think that in many cases, the global pandemic has forced the brands to reevaluate spend across everything. But it's a good move, because it's focusing the networks and the various social media platforms to really look long and hard at what they actually wanted to do in the beginning, how they just simply wanted to connect people, create communication channels, and now all of a sudden it's become the de facto news platforms of the world, and people look to it and use it as their primary means of obtaining information about things such as COVID-19, as wars, you name it. So there has been some unbelievable shifts in a very short time, and I expect these shifts to continue. But for the good, I think we're going to see a massive cleanup. I think we're going to see a lot more credibility coming back to social media. And I think it has to be treated a lot like this traditional media. You have to have verifiable information. Otherwise, there are going to be consequences. So much change, so much happening, and so much stuff available on social media. I'm actually not sure how I'm coping. I don't know about you.
Yeah, it is too much. And I was telling our listeners earlier, and Zanati earlier, that last night I was going through Facebook, and I realized just the amount of negativity and terrible stuff and horrible videos of people beating each other up that was coming across on this whole Black Lives Matter story. It was just too much. I actually found myself getting so physically affected by the negativity, and I went off Facebook, and Twitter was very much the same. Went on to Instagram, where I follow National Geographic and EarthPix, and I was looking at some amazing, beautiful stuff, and my whole demeanor changed. Physically, I could feel the change in me. And social media has just become a hateful place. And if we don't sort it out, if we don't attend to that one way or another, and I don't know that censorship should be the way to go about it, but either way, we have to find a way to readdress this.
Well, I think censorship is never a good thing. Essentially, there's always an agenda. There's always a political or a sociological thing going on in the background with all these various platforms. And I think in many ways, they're a mirror to what is going on in our real lives. I mean, there is a ton of negativity. There is a lot of turmoil in people's lives, and they externalize it through the only medium that they have. So they send that nasty tweet, they send that frustrated message, they share the pictures that sort of feed into what's going on within their own context. The key thing here is curation and understanding about what you want to see and what is allowed in social media. And for many, many people, there was this free-for-all going on. They have rights. They have the right to say what they feel. They have as much right as anyone else. However, it lacks the whole element of credibility and source and all the stuff that made news media and really good journalism over many, many years something that was to be valued, because it lifted a mirror to the society that in which it operated. So unfortunately, I think we're living in a really incredibly difficult time. And social media is simply reflecting that. The danger is when it becomes manipulated to try to swing and change broad social and other types of sort of responses to various things. So, and that element is being slowly taken away, I believe. I think they will clean that up to a large extent. But I think the world's in a bit of a dark place right now, and it's hard to avoid that, especially with the pervasiveness of the social media platforms. So I think a good idea, let's all go and look at National Geographic and look at the wonders of the world, rather than getting depressed about all the bad stuff that's happening out there.
Absolutely right. Stephen Ambrose, that is where we leave it. You can obviously listen to the full hour of Stephen's show on Thursday at 11. And we'll, of course, chat to Stephen Ambrose next week. Same time.